Welcome to the podcast, Just Saying. My name is Joe McCormick. In this week's episode of Just Saying, I'm going to talk about working with AI slowly and quietly. If you're new to the podcast, I'm really happy that you're here. We're in our ninth season. This is episode 366. And if you've been here before, welcome back. I'm excited about doing this particular episode. I'm excited about everyone, but in this one in particular, because this is happening right now before our eyes, and it is absolutely amazing, artificial intelligence. Now, if I fast forward to the future, 3 or 4 years, you'll be listening to this podcast in a few years going, you are so out of date, you don't get it, and like things have changed, and what were you thinking? It's like the early days of the internet, and people sounded like idiots. My disclaimer is I don't want to sound like an idiot. I just want to talk about a perspective that I have of this thing that's coming upon us. And it is absolutely mind-blowing. 2 years ago, in May of 2023, I recorded two episodes. And it was my brief take on artificial intelligence. There's a part one and a part two. And episode 283 and 284. I encourage you to listen to it because it was me going into my first discovery of generative AI as a subset of artificial intelligence. And I'm not going to pretend to be an expert on AI. But what I want to share with you is a perspective on how to work with it quietly and slowly. Why? Because to harness its power so it can really help you. And it can help you in amazing, unexpected ways. You got to sit still for more than a minute to really have it show you its power. And people still are running around, busy, busy, busy. And they're using it, but they're too busy to use it. And they're running around and too worried about noise to really stop and sit down and sit still. And that's the point of the podcast, is to really get the value out of generative AI. You've got to slow down and you've got to embrace quiet. I did an episode of this podcast called Quiet Query, and it's also in the book Quiet Works. And I don't know if I coined the term or not, but let's say that I did. Quiet query is you're asking questions of generative AI, you're prompting it. And there's this whole subfield called prompting engineering, I believe. And it requires focus and discipline and no distractions to be able to query it, to prompt it, to in essence converse with it, to have a more in-depth conversation where you're asking it questions and giving it prompts. And that requires quiet. And that's the whole point of this podcast, is that people need to sit still for a second. And the analogy that I use with AI is AI is like a bullet train. Now, if you've ever seen videos of bullet trains, I'm not suggesting that you stop listening to this podcast right now and go on YouTube and type in bullet trains. But when you see a bullet train fly by, it's absolutely crazy how fast these trains are in Japan and in Europe. And they're going, 200 miles an hour, whatever, how fast they're going. And they just fly by. And you can't outrun a bullet train. We're running around. We're busy. AI is like sitting on the bullet train. You're having a cup of coffee. You're reading the paper. And you're going 300 miles an hour. What it's going to do is to make you faster and smarter, but you have to slow down. And there's an irony in that. And that irony is missed. That reality is missed in people because people are too busy. And I think that what we need to do, and this is one of the reasons why I wrote Quiet Works, is that we have to embrace quiet in order to really extract the value that generative AI can give you. And if you don't, you're going to miss it. You're going to be standing there on the side of the road with your bicycle or your motorcycle, whatever analogy you want to use, and this thing is just going to blow past you. And I heard this said recently, and it was really encouraging because people are scared to death of AI. Like, what is it going to mean? What does it mean for society? And nobody really, really knows. But a really close friend of mine, he's the chief futurist at Deloitte. His name is Mike Bechtel, Bechtel. Super smart guy. And he is talking about this a lot. In fact, on the day of this recording, he's flying to Austin, Texas to give a talk at South by Southwest. And I think the title was like, learn-it-alls are better than know-it-alls. And it's the learning that requires us to slow down. So I just sent him a message to encourage him before he gave his talk. And I said, you know, lead from the front, learn from the front. And he's leading from the front. And I suspect that one of the things that Mike is talking about to really harness the power of AI is you got to slow down. You got to slow down. You've got to be able to sit still, interact with it in a very deliberate way. And so you can start to see the power that it can bring you. The quote that I heard was mentioned earlier was, we're not going to lose our job to somebody else. We're going to lose our job to somebody who embraces AI. So we need to make it part of our lives. And it's more than just a pocket reference. Now, I use ChatGPT as the current model I use. I just started using Grok as well. Grok 3. I use it all the time. So I keep it on my phone. I pull it out and I reference it. It's like I don't Google things anymore. I use ChatGPT, but I use it momentarily. I've got a question like, what's the temperature of cooking a steak at medium rare, you know, medium or whatever question I have. And it just gives me immediate answers and they're typically very accurate. But I use it like just as a pocket reference. It's like having a ready reference guide. It's like talking to the smartest person in the world in your pocket, and you just pull it out and you're like, hey, tell me the battle of Trafalgar and, you know, who won, who lost, what year it was, and how many people died, you know, whatever. And you can ask it a question and boom, got an answer. I use it for that. But that's just this momentary, like running around, like, but there's a difference when, and this one I would talk about now, is how do you have a mindset to really harness the power of AI? I want you to go back to the previous episode that I did a few weeks ago about a quiet work day. And, or maybe it's like using Fridays, having a time set aside for you to use this tool, but use it in quiet. And people are too busy to do that. So what I want to do is give you an overview of my recommendation about how to use quiet to work with AI in a very deliberate, like a slow, quiet way. First is like the different types of AI. You've got to research them. Chances are you've heard of a few, but I did some research and there's between like 500 and 1,000 generative AI apps available that do things that you don't even know that they do. Blow your mind. So the first thing you got to do is got to research what's available. That requires quiet time. So you've got ChatGPT, but you have Google Gemini and Claude, Midjourney, DALL-E 3, Microsoft Copilot, Stable Diffusion, Grok 3, which is a new one, Perplexity, Grammarly AI, GitHub Copilot, Jasper, Canva AI for design. There's a whole list of them. And this is just a quick research, but what generative AI tools are available and what do they do? If you don't know, you can't harness them. I have somebody I'm connected on with LinkedIn, and I think he's in dental school or he's a dentist, but on the side, he does research on generative AI tools for design, for designers, and what can help designers create better design using AI. And he publishes his research on these new tools that are emerging with little summaries. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about giving yourself time to understand the different tools and what they're capable of doing. So I'm just using ChatGPT. That's great. But I started using Grok 3. That's another one. I have not explored, you know, Canva AI. There is an AI tool that makes software. I had a coworker of mine do it. Within 2 days, we created a sales dashboard using software that basically cost us nothing. It was a recommendation from a friend, and it just blew my mind. So we need to, first thing is, take quiet time to research different generative AI tools and understand what each of them do. Because if you don't take time, you don't know. And if you don't know, you can't embrace them. You can't harness them. They can't make you better. So that's the first thing, is time to research. That means quiet. Number two is time to prepare before engaging the use of a tool. Now, if I'm using AI just for research, I have it on my phone. I grab it. I ask it a question. I get the answer and I put it away. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about pen and paper, a pad of paper, like I did in my podcast. Now I use, when I prepare my podcast, I go and I think about the things that I want to research and I write them down. Questions I want to ask, things I want to research. It's all the prompting and the quiet query, but you can't just show up. Think of using AI and interacting with AI as talking to the smartest person, the most knowledgeable person that you've ever spoken with. You would have to prepare for that conversation. You don't want to just say, "How you doing?" Or, "Is it snowing in Alaska right now?" You want to be deliberate in the preparation of the questions in the research that you want to do so that you're ready. And then finally, that requires quiet time, that preparation. You're not even using AI. You're not even using technology. It's just you and your thoughts preparing. And then finally, it's the time that I'm actually using and interacting with AI. I'm having a conversation. I've got lists and lists of conversations, essentially, that I'm having about a variety of topics, from finance to research to writing to history to job descriptions to compensation plans to analysis. I mean, I have a lot of this, and what I do is I sit in quiet and I interact with this interface, and I go back and forth and back and forth in a very slow, deliberate, quiet way. And, you know, recently I did this with, I was doing research on a topic and I spent about 20 minutes doing it. What's interesting is it's not a human, but it acts and sounds like a human. So it starts to learn you. It knows your name. So what I typed in was just in like a break, I said, "Tell me about myself." And it gave me this incredible summary that was very accurate about who I am based on the questions that I had asked over a span of a few months. And, you know, then at the end, when I wrote a response, I said, "Thanks, this has been great. You're awesome." And then its response was, "No, you're awesome and have a good evening." I mean, it was a bit weird, but I know that I'm not interacting with a human, but I am interacting with something which is way more than generational. This is like absolutely mind blowing, but it does require us to be, to work slowly and quietly with it. You're interacting with this incredibly powerful tool that can really help you in ways that are just unimaginable. And that does require you to sit still. And I'm going to say that again, to really embrace its power requires you to sit still. And I believe that quiet is the missing ingredient to be able to harness its power. Yes, there'll be ways that it will change research and science and transportation and manufacturing in ways that I can't even talk about or imagine. But when I'm talking about just how users interact with AI tools, the irony is that means quiet time. I want you to think of those words. That means quiet time. I need to research the tools that are available. That means quiet time. I need to have time to prepare before I query it and prompt it. That means quiet time. I need to engage it in a really meaningful way. That means quiet time. All to say that with AI, the irony, not even the reality that we face, is that if we choose not to embrace quiet, we are not going to really experience the power that AI can give us. we absolutely must slow down. Just saying.